Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Agee moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan throws to Euler, and they have Skowron in a rundown. The throw to Word, who applies the tag, and Skowron is out. Martin moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive towards the mound. Sparma catches it and throws to third to double up Skowron. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John strikes out. One out. Tommy A.G. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A.G. is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. A.G. hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Buford moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Cater steals second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cater moves to third. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Skowron for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.